Luke chapter 22. Now the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was drawing near. And the chief priest and the scribes were seeking a way to do away with him, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, who was called Iscariot, and was of the number of the 12. And he went away and conferred with the chief priest and officers as to how he might deliver him up to them. And they rejoiced and promised to give him money. And he consented and sought opportunity to deliver him up to them apart from the crowd. And the day of unleavened bread came, on which the Passover had to be sacrificed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover for us, so that we may eat it." And they said to him, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" And he told them, "Behold, as you are entering into the city, a man carrying an earthen jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house which he enters. And you shall say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And that one will show you a large upper room furnished. Prepare there." And they left and found it, even as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined at table, and the apostles with him. And he said to them, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I shall by no means eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And he received a cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you, I shall by no means drink from now on of the product of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took a loaf and gave thanks, and he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is being given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And similarly the cup, after they had dined, saying, "This cup is the new covenant established in my blood, which is being poured out for you. But behold, the hand of the one betraying me is with me at the table. For the Son of Man is going according to what has been determined. But woe to that man through whom he is betrayed." And they began to discuss among themselves who then of them it was who was about to do this. And a contention also occurred among them as to which of them seemed to be greatest. And he said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who have authority over them are called benefactors. But you shall not be so. But let the greatest among you become like the youngest, and the one who leads like the one who serves. For who is greater, the one who reclines at table or the one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at table? But I am in your midst as the one who serves. But you are those who have remained with me throughout my trials. And I appoint to you, even as my Father has appointed to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. And you will sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has asked to have you all to sift you as wheat. But I have made petition concerning you, that your faith would not fail. And you, once you have turned again, establish your brothers." And he said to him, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." But he said, "I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you deny three times that you know me." And he said to them, When I sent you without purse and bag and sandals, you did not lack anything, did you? And they said, Nothing. And he said to them, But now, let him who has a purse take it, likewise also a bag. And he who has no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I tell you that this which is written must be accomplished in me, and he was counted with the lawless. For indeed, that which concerns me has its fulfillment. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. And he came out and went according to his custom to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, Pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. And an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and came to the disciples, he found them sleeping from sorrow. And he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Rise up and pray that you may not enter into temptation. While he was still speaking, behold, a crowd came, and he who is called Judas, one of the 12, was going before them and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? And those around him, seeing what would happen, said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And a certain one of them struck the slave of the high priest and took off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, Let them go this far. And touching his ear, he healed him. And Jesus said to the chief priest and officers of the temple and elders who had come up against him, Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? While I was with you day by day in the temple, you did not stretch out your hands against me. But this is your hour and the authority of darkness. And having arrested him, they led him away and brought him into the house of the high priest. But Peter followed at a distance. And when they had lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. And a certain servant girl, seeing him seated in the light of the fire, looked intently at him and said, This man was with him too. But he denied it, saying, I do not know him, woman. And after a short time, another person, seeing him, said, You also are one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And after about 1 hour had passed, another one insisted, saying, Surely this man was also with him, for he is also a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I do not know what you are saying. And instantly, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. And the men who were holding him mocked him and beat him. And they blindfolded him and questioned him, saying, Prophesy, who is the one who hit you? And they said many other things against him, blaspheming. And when it became day, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, were gathered together. And they led him away to their Sanhedrin, saying, If you are the Christ, tell us. But he said to them, If I tell you, you shall by no means believe. And if I ask you, you shall by no means answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, You say rightly that I am. And they said, What further need do we have of testimony? For we have heard it ourselves from his mouth.